This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight, getting ready for another presidential debate. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the skipper of this ship on what could only be described as some very interesting seas that we're sailing in, my friends. I know we've been saying this now for at least a year and a half, but it is down to the nitty-gritty, less than 3 weeks to go before we all go out and vote. And, of course, coming up is the early voting. You know, it's interesting. I said, notice how I said we all go out and vote. Since I have started America Tonight, that's been my mantra. Yes, you can be dissatisfied, but please vote. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, even if we're frustrated by the choices that we have. At least we have choices. Joining us right at the top here, former congressman from Ohio, Talk Media News' Bob Ney joins us. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm just losing it, Kate. I am. First of all, you're right. When people say, well, I'm not going to vote on that office, please, you know. But this is out of, did you see who Donald Trump is inviting as his guest at the debate?
Yeah, what is the deal with that? Anything to assault the Clintons, I guess, you know. I don't get it.
He is inviting, and he's coming, President Obama's Kenyan-born half-brother, Malik Obama.
Yep.
And he's the guest of Donald, I can't help it, the guest of Donald Trump. Then there was a Democrat operative who's stepping back after video suggests his group incited violence at Trump rallies. Now, he is the husband of a sitting congresswoman, okay? And on top of it, he says, well, we were just doing hypotheticals on the videotape. That's Robert Creamer. Then you got Donald Trump's sex tape, of course. Then we go over to the WikiLeaks, where Chelsea Clinton was called a spoiled brat by one of Bill Clinton's employees. So that's on there. There's more, but that's for openers tonight. Then Ecuador pulls the internet plug on Julian Assange's.
Yeah.
Then at first it's blamed on Secretary of State John Kerry. I mean, you couldn't write a script if you and I sat down in a locked room for 3 months like this.
I know. It just is insane. It is. I mean, you know, it is like we're in a telenovela, only it has serious consequences for us. And we're speaking English.
This is the country. This is for real. You know, and you've got Trump running around, and then they keep showing the pictures of Hillary Clinton in the sunglasses with the BlackBerry. And I'm just wondering if, you know, I went into some type of dream state and I just haven't woke up.
Oh, God. You know, and what's so crazy, too, is the offspring. You know, you mentioned the thing about WikiLeaks and the slam on Chelsea Clinton. And then you have Trump Jr. joking about the Aurora shooting, remember, that happened in Colorado?
Right.
And overweight people that, you know, they're fat and whatever. And, oh, my gosh.
Donald Trump's wife, who I think handles herself well and is a really sweet person. But then she said, well, Billy Bush egged him on. Well, Donald's not 16, you know, where, you know, your friend
he was 59.
Say something.
I know. It's really crazy. So in the end, do you still think it's a coin flip? Somebody asked me that tonight.
Well, here's how I'm still looking at it. It was a lot closer. Some people are saying it takes a miracle, but I don't know. I mean, right now, the election are held tonight. She's, you know, the president of the United States, Hillary Clinton, but After all of this, she's 4 points up or 5 points up. This is just still too volatile. If Trump had not done the things he did, this WikiLeaks stuff would be, she couldn't get past it. It would have finished her off.
I think so, too. That's the thing. That's the thing. That Billy Bush link.
Yeah.
And Trump didn't make that statement up. That was the FBI itself.
Right. Right.
Yes, I think if John Kasich or Rubio or even Ted Cruz were running and they didn't have any kind of personal scandals like Trump did or incite the press like Trump did, although the press has donated $382,000 to Hillary Clinton and $14,000 to Trump. But if that hadn't happened, I don't know how Hillary Clinton could have survived a week of this WikiLeaks stuff, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine either. It's just absolutely insane. And then you have the comment from Mario Andretti who says, Trump would beat Clinton in a car race. Who wins in the sack races? Who wins if there's an egg toss? That's what I want to know.
Why don't they just do horseshoes or come out in gladiator gear or something tomorrow night? But you make a great, really, really good point. Despite all of this, which, again, after 42 years of campaigning, which is what I've done, or run campaigns or been in them, I've never in my lifetime seen something like this. But people can't just say, well, I mean, they can, but they shouldn't say, I'm just not going to vote. I'm not going to do it. And you're right. They're going to have to make a choice and cast a ballot is what they should do.
Yeah. I agree. Do you remember the first time you voted?
Yes, I sure do. Absolutely do.
Was it a proud moment when you voted? Yeah.
Yes, it was. And my parents, you know, instilled that in my sister and I, and it was a real proud moment. I remember the first time I saw my name on the ballot. I'm a product of 12 years of Catholic school, so I was always raised, you don't vote for yourself. Well, that's nonsense. When you run for office, you vote for yourself. I remember the first time I voted for myself.
I love that. I'm voting for me.
Yeah, wonder if it's
that's funny.
I was a good Catholic boy, and I lost the election, you know. So.
I love that. I knew we had that in common, making up things at confession, and I had Immaculata Nun, so I understand completely, because I went to Catholic
school. Oh, my goodness,
school.
Yes, I went 12 years. So I had to scrub the porch for the nuns.
Yep, me too. I had not the porch, the bottom of the convent, and I had I would be nervous. I was shy, shockingly, when I was younger, and I think I broke my mother's plate like 12 times. I mean, that's what I would say when I was in confession. I broke my mother's plate, and finally the priest said, Catherine, I don't think that you could have broken that many plates.
Oh, my.
What do you do? I know, it's crazy.
That's right.
It's crazy, Bob. It's a crazy world.
Big deal. Mm-hmm.
It is a big deal, and I can't wait to see what happens. Over under that, we hear the issues more than maneuvering, more than of them sniping against each other. I think there's going to be snipes.
And, well, you know, they're going to, but Chris, who's going to come out with an A-plus is Chris Wallace, I think, finally.
Yeah.
I think that's what will happen, at least for the moderator.
I think so,
win.
Too.
Thank you.
I like Chris Wallace. All right, excellent. Thanks, Bob. Now you have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we are going to let you hear what President Obama had to say today about Donald Trump and his whining, as what he called it. And then Donald Trump says, look at the polls however you want to, but they're wrong. We know they're screwed up. They're not correct. And I think, and as Bob said there, he and I are the ones that keep saying, you know, it really is a coin flip. It's not in the bag, I don't believe, for Hillary Clinton at this point. Hang with us. Meet you on the flip side.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And if there's 10, and if there's one or two bad ones, that's the only one they show. Believe me, folks, we're doing great.
That is both irresponsible, and by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. You start whining before the game's even over.
Obama versus Trump. So this gets more and more interesting as we said and we move along here. You can certainly throw in your two cents. Quick reminder, don't forget that we've got, yes, another edition of Nail the Score coming up in our next hour, final segment. You, yes, you could win some fabulous prizes from America tonight simply by guessing the score. Once the game of the week is announced, you tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And I have a feeling somebody is going to win this season, and it could be you. Some wonderful prizes from America tonight if, in fact, you do nail the score. And here we are in week 7. Can you believe it? Week 7 of the NFL. Time flies. It feels like I say that all the time, and I guess I do, but it does. When I think of this election, it freaks me out because I feel like, gosh, if I wind the clock back and we look in the archives, and you can find them, by the way, so easily, go to TuneIn, and we've got all the shows listed. America Tonight's up there. You can go back a year and a half ago and listen to what we were talking about, and even a year ago saying it's coming down to Trump and Clinton, and so many people telling us, no, that's never going to happen. It's not going to be Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump is not going to make it. He's going to get close. But Not so. It is the two of them, and now it's a question of which one ends up occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And I was thinking about this today, and to be honest, folks, here's the deal with Donald Trump. Either way, Trump does not lose. Because, listen, his name is going to be on the post office across from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He has a rabid fan base now, and it would be easy for him to swing it into something with the media, to start something else, to just use that fame, feed on that fame. So from the point of view of, I have to go back to the drawing board, for him, it's a big canvas either way. Two different ideas, though. Either you're running the country or you're running a business where you're wildly popular and you have what we call a tribe, and he has a tribe, so he would be able to capitalize on that. Speaking of tribes and capitalizing, I just happened to see this today, but here's a shocker. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos has passed Warren Buffett as the second richest man in the U.S. So on the Forbes 400 list of the richest people in the United States, Bill Gates, still at the top, $81 billion, but Bezos, second place, because Amazon stock has really run up, and he added $20 billion to his net worth. So his net worth is $70.7 billion, which pushes Warren Buffett to third with $64.9 billion. I mean, isn't it crazy to think of that? It is. I'm in third place with $64.9 billion. I'm in bronze when it comes to billionaires. And, you know, Warren Buffett doesn't care. As far as the world, it's a little bit different. The Spanish business magnate, Amancio Ortega, has $76 billion in his coffers, so he's right up there. But for the U.S., that's the other side of it. I mentioned this yesterday, that Hustler's Larry Flynt put $1 million on the head of Donald Trump. And when I say the bounty, it's bounty for lewd, scandalous, compromising photos, video. He said he's putting up the money because he's disgusted, and that if it's verifiable video footage or audio recordings before November 8th showing Trump engaging in illegal activity or acting in a sexually demeaning or derogatory manner, all the better. Ugh. So he even put a statement out on a website they created called thedonaldtapes.com. And they have a way to streamline your submission after this whole thing with women and the lewd comments and all of that. He's pumping that up more. I have a feeling, I don't know, I have kind of a feeling that nobody's going to claim that $1 million for audio or for tape. I just, you know what, I don't think so. Not going to happen. Because so many of you are concerned about the great game of baseball, and I've actually gotten a lot of emails about the Cubs and what's happening with the Cubs. The Cubs are down 2-1. You know, so many of us discounting the Dodgers, who have a formidable team and now have shown that. So they're in a hole against the Dodgers, a big hole. In fact, for the Cub faithful who were watching this game out of L.A., Los Angeles beat them like a drum, 6-0 in the National League Championship Series. With play like that, it's going to be tough to find themselves in the World Series. And in the American League Championship Series, Toronto finally has signs of life as Toronto beat Cleveland 5-1, but Cleveland still has a 3-1 edge in their series. So the Dodgers, they leap ahead. They leap ahead, and part of the reason is because of some great pitching, incredible pitching, and offense. They had the bats swinging behind them where the Cubs did not have that luxury. And once they got behind, they just couldn't, they just couldn't find any rhythm. They just couldn't get anything going. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett, how are you?
Great. I want to make a comment about the Larry Flint thing.
Yeah.
I think he'd have more of a chance of getting smut on Bill Clinton than he would Donald Trump.
You know, I think you're right. I have a feeling you're not going to get, certainly not any video or audio of a, well, we're talking about a real compromising position. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think those polls are pretty wrong, too, because all I see is Trump signs in every city I see, except for one that guy made up about Hillary Clinton. That was Hillary for prison.
You know, it's funny you say that. I had dinner with somebody earlier, and he was just in New Hampshire and Vermont, and he said, Kate, you know what? Every place I went, I saw only Trump signs. He said, I didn't see any Clinton signs anywhere. It was all Trump, all the way through Vermont and New Hampshire where he was traveling.
Well, people are tired of politicians just being like Wall Street and just breaking it in and not giving a damn.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know where everybody else is ever, you know, this show, of course, nationwide. There are probably other things for the call. There are probably other people that could attest to that. Are you seeing what Everett's seeing, what I've seen? I did see a sign I've seen all kinds of signs in my neighborhood. I've seen a lot of Trump signs, but I saw a bunch of Clinton Kane signs, too. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. So it's kind of a mixed bag here is what I got the sense up and down a couple of different streets. And I think in the Dallas area where our satellite facility is, depends on neighborhoods, that kind of thing, is you're sort of seeing a little bit of, I don't know, I think you're seeing a little bit of both. But there are reports, and many of you are listening to me in Florida and Iowa and Illinois, in California, in the Carolinas, you know, many of our great affiliates all over the place, and you may be experiencing the same thing, that you're seeing Trump, and just like my buddy said, boy, just everywhere. He said, I'm telling you, everywhere. That's what you saw mostly. Trump, he said he didn't even see one Clinton sign. Pretty interesting. All right, hang with us. I'm going to introduce you to a couple of interesting people coming up next here on America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fear. There's always fear. I drift another year. Jack is back and now the cookie sensor dad passed away.
Once again, Julian Assange, part of the story yesterday we were talking about is the fact that he said his internet was cut off with the internet. How is that possible? Joining us, one of my favorites, Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Mag, board member at Snoopwall. He's written that book I love, I talk about all the time, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, your reaction, first of all, hello to what Julian Assange is saying. What's this about?
Well, it's no surprise that we have got an administration and Hillary Clinton that will do anything, and they're in huge trouble from these leaks. So this is just like Benghazi. It's like, do whatever it takes to cover it up now. Worry about the carnage later. We have to survive. There's 3 weeks of the election. So they pulled the plug on him, and they probably put huge, huge pressure on Ecuador, and that's what they're doing, because this is survival and this is war, and they play dirty and they are bad. So they're doing anything they can because they can't discredit what he's releasing because of the metadata. And the media's in the bag because all they have to do is confirm it. And, you know, you hear Andrea Mitchell say yesterday, oh, it's not confirmed because Andrea's not going to confirm it because it's easily confirmed. And so that's how they roll. And the whole bottom line is, you know, don't be surprised. And is this what you want to elect? People that will do anything to anyone, say anything, double down, lie, I mean, to their constituents. Is that what you want? I mean, you're afraid of Donald Trump, but you want that? I mean, it's terrifying. And the unification of this establishment and the tentacles of power, all in this double down, run the clock mode, is very, very disturbing.
Yeah, you know, the other part of this is, you know, talking about Biden has said that the administration could launch a retaliatory cyber strike against Russia in response to what they thought was the interference by Moscow in this election cycle. And that
right.
would certainly take the eye off, everybody's eye off the ball, or supposedly, I guess that's the thought.
Another exploiting everyone, what people don't know. First of all, it's Biden saying that, right? So that's like sending out your talking dog to bark. And then, you know, first of all, we don't announce our military operations to the world. We don't say, well, yeah, but we won't, because then they'll do the same to us and everyone knows our cyber defenses are terrible. This is nothing more than just, once again, trying to make Russia the bad guy through all of this when everyone hacks. This just, you know, I've never seen a liberal care about Russia, and they still don't, because they are slamming them. And the point of it is, even if it's true, and it's probably true, this is what you get for lying, because this is what we call espionage, and everyone does it to each other. The United States as well. So, you know, it's all true, and the reasons are really inappropriate. They're doing it to just circle and confuse the American public.
Yeah, how do you feel, Michael, now that we're, you know, 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks away, actually almost, from Election Day? What do you think's going to happen here? What does your gut tell you?
Well, Trump better get his act together real fast. He needs to stop being reactionary. He needs to stop being concerned about, actually, he should turn the television off. I mean, do not wait. You only have so much sand in your hourglass. Don't even empower Saturday Night Live. That was the most, I mean, everyone on the left has got their masks off and their gloves off. That was the most biased piece of taunting, but it works, and it makes him waste his energy, and it makes him waste his focus. This is, I still think, his to lose. He's being handed a gift by Assange. They're attacking Assange like crazy, and the media is putting a bag over the head of the American public. However, if you look at Google Analytics, WikiLeaks is far, far, far outscoring any type of search from anything that Donald Trump's doing as far as what he said about women years ago.
Yeah. Michael Dougherty, always great to have your opinions on this show. Thanks so much.
Good talking to you.
All right, so you know about the Assange thing. I want to make sure you know, of course, he runs WikiLeaks. You heard what Michael said. He said, listen, this is why they're choking the Internet off for him, is because this is retaliation for the information that he dumped out against Hillary Clinton. So we have a few things working here, and, you know, it's interesting because when you think of Assange and the access that he's had and the mystery swirling, a lot of swirling around him, certainly his status at the Ecuadorian embassy, because he's now for such a long while now. And after the Goldman Sachs speeches were publicized, right, then there was the We Can Confirm Ecuador cut off Assange's Internet access, which is exactly what Michael said, Ecuador. So both WikiLeaks and Ecuadorian officials refused to say much more about what happened. So now it's just kind of a guessing game as, okay, what happened here? Was Ecuador pressured to do that or what? Because you got to think about it. Assange has been there for 4 years. So when do they cut the cord completely? Ecuadorian diplomats, have they lost their patience as is being questioned with this famous house guest? Are they bowing to pressure from Washington to muzzle him? Has there been some kind of confrontation? I mean, there's lots and lots of questions that we're not going to know the answer to. Certainly that's for sure. WikiLeaks said they had contingency plans in place and that their Twitter account was still active. And they released the latest bunch of emails from senior Clinton ally John Podesta, who's running her campaign, suggesting that for at least now, the group's ability to publish hasn't been completely compromised. It was the 10th, what we would call, I guess, installation in a bunch of leaks, which have certainly gone to the background of the Clinton inner circle or addressed many of the things that have happened in the inner circle and included a bunch of excerpts of her speeches where she was paid a ton of money by Goldman Sachs, which was always a controversy, which was even something that Bernie Sanders went after, but not knowing what was said in the speeches was something else. So WikiLeaks has a few staffers, and they haven't made any comments about what they believe happened or whatnot. If you go to the embassy itself, they're not saying anything. They're not releasing anything as to what could have happened here. There was actually at the United Nations conference in Quito, which is in Ecuador, on Monday, they didn't comment about Assange when they were asked. And, you know, there was later just a statement that was released from Ecuador saying in the speculation of the last few hours, they reaffirmed his asylum status, saying that his protection by the Ecuadorian state continues while the circumstances that led to the granting of the asylum remain. So there's your big hint. Where do they decide that that doesn't remain, I suppose? Because, you know, listen, he has life going on at the Ecuadorian embassy, where somebody said to me, what goes on there? Well, food's delivered, people come by, he talks to the media, but there's just been speculation that eventually perhaps Ecuador changes. But there's been nothing to confirm that that's going to happen anytime soon. So what do you believe the mystery is surrounding Assange's deal at the Ecuadorian embassy and the cutting of the internet? Ecuador says yes. So do they get pressure from the Clinton people, from the United States government? I mean, you know, where does that all come from? I mean, we live in interesting times. Let's just say that. And I mentioned the Biden thing and Biden, of course, hinting at striking on Russia, suggesting it heavily that this might be some sort of a retaliatory deal against Russia because of what Washington thinks was the interference by Moscow in the election. In fact, Biden did an interview on Meet the Press last Sunday, and he said, we're sending a message to Russian President Vladimir Putin about the election-related hacking. He'll know it. We have the capacity to do it. It will be at the time of our choosing and under the circumstances that we have the greatest impact. So what is the proportional response? You know, I don't know what the proportional response is, but they say it's going to be proportional to what Putin has done to meddle into the middle of our presidential election, and we're putting them on notice. You know, Secretary of State Kerry said, we released this information to put the people doing it, make them aware that they're not getting away with it for free, as well as to put states on notice that we're serious when we say they need to take every measure possible to guarantee the integrity of our elections, meaning all of you listening, your particular states, and we can respond in ways that we choose at the time of our choice. Now, that's the one thing. He was at the Internet Association's Virtuous Cycle Conference, it's called, John Kerry was, and he added that line that we will and can respond in ways that we choose at the time of our choice. So the threat comes days after the Obama administration accused Russia of perpetrating a series of politically charged hacks, including targeting the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. They kind of stopped short of formally accusing the Russians of breaching a pair of state voter registration databases, but they blame Russia in private, that's for sure. And John Kerry seemed to imply that they were behind the attacks. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, a white rapper, famous in the 90s, toured with some pretty big groups, who has something to say about this election. In fact, he's cut a rap song that's gaining a lot of traction on YouTube. That's next here on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, you're going to love our next guest. So interesting. Matt DeMar, he's a rapper, and he has put out what has become a lightning rod for conversation. He has put out a pro-Trump single. He's a New York rapper. And, of course, he's extolling the virtues, I guess, of Donald Trump, and specifically how he feels about immigration and national security. So, Matt, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
How are you? What's happening?
So, first of all, what made you decide to do this song?
You know, it's really interesting. Honestly, I'm 48 years old. I'm a businessman. I'm a landlord and entrepreneur. I'm a restaurateur on restaurants and stuff, but years ago, in the 90s, I actually had a rapping career. I was a rapper, and I was on tour with people like Boyz II Men and Big Daddy Kane and
Kid
and Play.
Yep.
And, you know, I was one of the first, believe it or not, white rappers. and I, you know, I had very danceable rap stuff. But, you know, later on, I got into doing some radio and then doing business. So I kind of got away from the music business. And I was seeing what's going on with Trump. And, you know, growing up, I've always liked Trump because I really felt like he was this business person, this young business person that I aspired to be like. He was doing developing, and he was involved in a lot of businesses. And, you know, growing up in the suburbs of New York, you look at successful business people like that, and you're like, wow, that's what I want to be someday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, when I saw him running for president, I'm like, no way. And I'm like, I feel like he could fix so many things. And I know that sometimes he's a, you know, a little outspoken and says things, but I think at the end of the day, he's a very bright man. I think that people would be very surprised what I think he could do for our economy. I said, you know, the best way for me to really help, and besides voting, is I'm going to express myself through music. And, you know, a couple of my friends were laughing, like, oh, my God, you're getting another record. It's been so many years and stuff like that. And one of my partners, Gray DeVito, he says, come over to my house, get a studio. We got together, and we put the song together, and we're laughing and having so much fun with it because I wanted to show it. I wanted to make some expressions and tell people what's going on, but in a positive light, but at the same time in a fun way, so it wasn't so serious. You know, I like to have fun with life as well. So we put this thing together. We actually did the song in one day. We shot the video in one day, and we put it out. And we actually put it out on my birthday, which was September 28th. And we were like, yeah, let's just put it out. And then all of a sudden, we started getting thousands of hits. I mean, I think right now it's been out for like 2.5 weeks, and we have almost 17,000 views already. And it's just by people just finding it. It was crazy. We were hysterical laughing. Like, wow, it got more views than my videos from back in the day.
I love that. And in the video, like, your buddy helps you out, you know, and you dress like Donald. That's a nice touch. What made you decide to do that? You're just like, yeah, I got to play this up, right?
You know what I think about it? It's really, I wanted to dress like Donald, but at the same time, I wanted to show, for example, like, I'm 48 and I look a little bit younger, so I felt like if I wasn't dressed in a business attire, people would be like, oh, it's just a kid trying to do rap music and stuff like that. And it really wasn't about that. It was really about trying to show people, hey, I'm a 40-year-old businessman, and I'm out here. My generation grew up on hip-hop. And it's the truth. Like, the generation after me grew up on rock. But in our generation, we grew up on hip-hop.
Yeah.
And the main thing in hip-hop has always been keeping it real. And the one thing about Donald Trump is whether you like him or not, he keeps it real. He just says what's on his mind. And I think that's why a lot of people are going to be surprised how many people vote for him, and people that aren't even admitting they're going to vote for him. I think there's going to be a lot of people voting for him that aren't even going to admit it because they're just so sick and they want to change. And that's what I want. I feel like, I don't know if you feel like this and other people out there, but I feel like I work twice as hard now just to pay my bills. It's like I'm working and working, and it just gets to a point where, you know, I'm an educated person. I went to Hofstra. So my thing is like, when does it stop? When do we ever, you know, at 40 years old, I thought I'd be able to start to take it easy. I feel like I'm working harder than ever. So I really want someone to understand that that's going to try to work to help us fix some of these problems we have in business. And that's kind of why I want to get out there and show, hey, I'm a business person, and I'm dressed in a suit and stuff like that. That's why I didn't just wear all street clothes or regular clothes, because I just wanted people to overpass and be like, oh, that's just another guy trying to be a rapper or something. It was never intended like that. It was really trying to tend to show people, hey, this is what's going on. These are the good parts. These are the bad things going on. Because a lot of people don't know, especially young people, don't know exactly what's going on. They just see a lot of bickering back and forth. And I feel like it's like a reality show to them, so they're not really paying attention. But we better wake up, pay attention, because if it doesn't go, if you believe in a certain politics, whether you believe in him or you believe in Hillary or whatever it's going to be, you better vote for who you believe in. Everyone make it out and vote for somebody, because, you know, then you're going to look back like, oh, my God, what happened to my country?
Yeah, you're singing my song. I always tell everybody, Matt, get out and vote. It's ridiculous if you don't vote. And I hope we see record eye-popping numbers, that's for sure. You think Donald's going to win?
You know what? I believe that it's going to be, it's very close right now. So to be honest with you, it's very hard for me to tell. I think he could win. I believe that there's a lot of people, I'll say it again, a lot of people out there that don't admit that they like him. But I have to tell you, by doing this music song, I've had a lot of people hit me up on Facebook, Instagram me. Like, I wasn't even on Instagram before this, and I have, like, some people starting to follow me now, and Twitter, and, like, I have so many people saying, you know what, I saw the song, and I wasn't sure, and I'm going to, you know, now I'm going to vote for him, and, like, it's pretty amazing how you can express yourself through music and kind of make a change. I mean, look, 17,000 people so far have seen my song on my own. No one paid for this. I did this myself. I did this out of love for music and trying to get the expression out there for the young people. And I feel like if I've changed some of those minds and got them in the right direction, I just want to see this country great again. You know, I really do. And that's why when I heard him, when he came out with Let's Make America Great Again, I'm like, wow, that's the truth. We need to make it great. We have a great country. We have a lot of great opportunities. And, you know, we got to make it great again and stop feeling like, I feel like we've been in this quiet recession for so long and no one wants to admit it with banks. I mean, you know, you could have great credit being an entrepreneur and a real estate person like me. You could have great credit, but the banks ain't lending because they stopped after X amount of homes you bought. It's really screwing guys like me to grow. So I want things to change, and I think someone from his direction can make it happen. So, yeah, I think it's going to be real close, and I'm hoping that these other people are all going to come out. You can see a lot of independent people that don't vote at all ever before that are going to vote. And I'm hoping the young people are going to express themselves. And if all the young people express themselves the way I think, well, yeah, he could vote. He could win.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this. You mentioned it at the beginning. I totally remember you. You were from the same generation. Kid Panic, that was your name. And as you said,
yes.
You know, hanging with boys to men. What was that like for you, being one of those breakthrough, as you said, white rappers? What was that like?
You know, what's so crazy is that, you know, I was by the name of Kid Panic. I was on MCA Records. I was actually signed, believe it or not, to Public Enemy. They had Soul MCA. So I was with Public Enemy. It was a very, you know, a group back then that was huge, and there was always conflicts and stuff out there. So the fact that they signed a white rapper back then was a big deal. And, you know, I was on 12 Boys to Men, Big Daddy Kane, MC Light. I did stuff with Kid and Play, so many different, you know, so many different groups. It was even the Wahlbergs. It's so interesting because back then it was a different time. So a lot of people, when I first came out, when they heard the music, they assumed that I was a black artist. And when they found I was a white artist, it was very interesting. You know, I had some really welcoming people back then, and then I had people that were against it. But today it's a different story, you know. I feel that, you know, the Boys to Men guys were amazing. They were great guys. And, I mean, like, if I ran into them today, they would probably all give me hugs. They were such nice guys. And most of the guys I toured with were really good because, you know, I write my own music and stuff, so it wasn't like I was one of these, I didn't have any, someone pushing the buttons behind me. We do all our own music ourselves. So they respected that because I'm a music person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was pretty incredible. And after that, you know, because of that, I actually worked in radio as well. I had a morning show with RuPaul for about 4 years in New York. And so I actually did that with RuPaul and Michelle Visage and Freddie Colon. So I actually stayed in the music business for a while, but I actually came on the radio side like you. And then I just continued into business and, you know, being entrepreneur as far as restaurant and bars and stuff like that.
Do you ever have, what would be so cool is, you know, as you said, there's a difference as you swing into business a little bit. You're still, you have the same personality, and obviously you have a big personality. But do you ever have people recognize you, like hear your voice and think, gosh, you just know they have that look in their eye that they might think they know who you are?
Oh, no, all the time, to this day. You know, it's funny, you know, I have a restaurant in Long Island called Salt, and this summer I had a bunch of people coming up to me and like, oh, my God, I remember you from, you know, back in the day when you had the Kid Panic, you know, We Can Do This. I remember that record. And I've had a lot of people do that. I've had a lot of people come up to me. You know, I do some stuff with Donnie and Mark Wahlberg, so I've been on their TV show a couple times. So I've had a lot of people, the Wahlbergers. And I've had a lot of people come up to me and be like, oh, you know, I seen you on there, and I remember when you used to have music out. And it's funny because when I reconnected with Donnie and Mark, when I first time had a meeting with Mark, Mark kept saying, you know, I couldn't tell Mark that I was a rapper from back in the day because I was on a business level and it just wasn't appropriate. But when we actually filmed the show, it was the first time I ran into Donnie in a bunch of years, and Donnie knew exactly what it was. I actually thought my partner at the time, John, was putting me on and was like, you know, telling Donnie, remember him, be like, you know, tell him you remember him from back in the day, like trying to tease me. But he actually remembered me. And he was talking about, like, you know, he said he remembered that I was a rapper and I got signed to Public Enemy. And, you know, Donnie always liked rapping. He was like, oh, I was so jealous. I wish I could have been a rapper. I said, I wish I would have sold the records you sold.
No kidding. Yeah, kidding.
But yeah,
love it.
You know, it's definitely great, you know, and the music has always been a part of my life. I think it always will. No matter what I do, I can be in 10 other businesses. For some reason, something always drags me back to this field, entertainment. And I guess I love to express myself, and I love people.
Right, we're going to let everybody hear some of your song, and we appreciate it. You can check it on YouTube. Check it out on YouTube, too, as well. Matt Tamar, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Thank you so much. So nice to talk to you, and have a great day.
Make America great again. Make America great again.
Let them know.
Make America strong again. Make America free again. Make America great again. Make America great again.
Let them know.
Make America strong again. Make America free again. Make America great again. Definition of a true American.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.